Both of them are on the floor right now, shaking hands, getting ready to tip this one off tonight here in Durango. And Jefferson had the chance, the three-point opportunity last night to tie it and send it to overtime, but it was just off the rim and no good. On the Fort Lewis side, their starters are Will Whitman, a 6'3 junior forward out of Arvada, Colorado, former Otero junior college player. I mentioned Aquel Cott, the freshman guard. He, of course, will start. Logan Hokanson, 5'11, 165 junior guard, a transfer from Snow College, will get the start. 6.5 points, 3 rebounds a game for him. And then Garrick, who we highlighted in the top of the broadcast as well. Get ready. This one could be an awful lot of fun. These two teams get up and down the floor historically here. Ferris wins the tip. Fort Lewis controls. We're underway. Here we go. Will Whitman with the opening possession for Fort Lewis. Bright yellow uniforms. Hawks and Carolina blue. Numbers in blue as well for the Skyhawks here as they go left to right. Shooting at the right basket where you enter here at Wayland Gymnasium. Ferris in the post. Trying to back down Jacob Jefferson. Turnaround jumper. The first one of the night for him. Hits an awful lot of rim, but it goes through. 2-0 Skyhawks on the West Coast scoreboard to start the night off. Colby Jackson will be on the right side, guarded by Cott, and get a screen. Now throw it over to Coleman on the right, and they will switch up. Give it to Rodriguez Flores. Looks like a zone here for the Hawks to start things out. Now a screen on Jacob Jefferson as he screened Cott. Gets called for a foul right away. Trying to free up Rodriguez Flores on the right side. And Coach Reed already talking length of the floor to the official, who says that Jacob pushed out with his hands. Jacob saying, "I was standing straight there," as his hands down, trying to explain to the official. But a tough, brutal foul call on the first possession. Now Jacob on Ferris underneath, and he's called for traveling as Riley walking around, stepping around underneath. 2-0, 19 minutes, 9 seconds to play here in the opening half. And man, Riley Ferris has gotten taller since the last time we saw him. First game he missed last year with a season-ending injury was the one against Shadron State. He didn't play in it, and he was limited to just 6 games. He's back now, and at 6'9", a huge target underneath. And there's Walker Andrew, who hits an open three-point basket on the far side. Eagles 3, Skyhawks 2. Walker will kind of get a 3 every now and then on you. Caught, spinning in the lane, out of control. Walker shadowing all the way in, down underneath, and jumps up into Andrew and gets the foul call. And Walker played really good defense on that play, but caught. Able to get the contact. And Aquel Cott, 84%. He's at 59 out of his 70 free throw tries this year. The freshman from Amarillo. First try here, up and good for Cott. Skyhawks were good last night shooting free throws, 23 out of 29. They beat Metro by 13, 78-65. Another Cott free throw up and in. It was their fourth straight win in conference play. 4-3, Eagles trail. Here early, 18 and a half to go. Coleman hands the ball to Rodriguez Flores. Left-hander has a knack for hitting early big shots in games. Doesn't get a chance on this one. And now Jefferson, but he won't get a chance either. Good defense on the perimeter right in front of the Skyhawk bench. And they're getting really loud about it. Now Jefferson's open. He'll take it. And right in front of the bench, it went halfway down and popped out. 4-3, Skyhawks up by one. Nearly 2 minutes gone by. Whitman holding it along the left sideline. Hokanson off to Cott now. Drives in, trying to challenge Walker. Same as last time. Cott nearly traveled. 3 in the corner. Cott delivers the pass to Whitman. And Will Whitman hits his 18th three. Shadron State has to defend him well on the perimeter, 55%. They have a lot of guys who can hit on the three-point arc. Third best team in the league shooting downtown. Here's Jefferson one-on-one. The hook over Ferris, and Jacob got that one through. That is a difficult task, getting a hook shot to go in over a 6'9" center. 7'5", Eagles back within a pair. 17:29 to go. Cott spots up for three. It rolls off the front side of the rim and over the top into the rebounding hands of Colby Jackson, who breezes it ahead. Coleman on the wing, doesn't release the three. Gives to Jacob, and he took a peek at it, but deferred. Jackson now. Bounce it into Jacob, roll into the bucket, tapped away, loose ball. Dom dives for it, 50-50 ball, he's got it, looking for help, and he finds somebody. It's Jackson up near midfloor. Good hustle play out of Dominic Coleman. 8 seconds to shoot. Colby throws it over to Jacob. One more pass, Dom is open, wide in the corner, a little bit short though, and with 3 on the shot clock, rebounded by Ferris. Coleman can hit threes. Junior college made 40%. Hokanson debated the triple. Now on the left wing for Garrick. Rodriguez Flores on him in the man-to-man. Ferris circles in. Wanted the foul. Threw up an air ball instead. 16 and a half to go in the opener. 7-5 Eagles trailing by two. Our first 10 minutes presented by First National Bank of Chadron. Coleman slithers it to the left side for a three-point try. And Jackson off the mark with an air ball there. But Walker Andrew is open. He'll find Rodriguez Flores for a three in the lead. 8-7 CSC as Brian connects on his first try tonight. Good job by the Eagles there with Andrew underneath to get that rebound in. Jefferson and Coach Reed with a chest bump. Both of them getting up in the air pretty good there, too, in front of the scores table. Coach Reed always a fan favorite with his antics on the sideline. He really gets into coaching, and there's a tip, and Andrew gets the steal. Now on the right side, Coleman. He'll breeze by, but he can't get the layup to finish off. Now comes back behind the Skyhawk and takes it away. Coleman with the steal. Outside for Colby. Scoop pass to Kanan Gray. His left-handed scoop shot is over the rim and no good. Oh, man, the Eagles, two chances within 2 inches to get 2 points. But come up empty. Hokanson, left side. His left scoop misses. And the team's trade missed layup, so it's all a wash. 8-7. Good hot action here in the first 10 minutes of our ball game. In Durango, we have seen this time and time again with the Eagles and Fort Lewis. Here is Rodriguez Flores, left floater. Yes! Remember, that's his strong hand, that left hand. 10-7. Chadron State plus three on the West Coast scoreboard has the lead. Caught tucked away in the short corner. Goes behind Garrick the cutter. Try to bounce it into Ferris and a kickball from Walker Andrew. We're going to have a timeout for media. It looks like we will. The under 16 media break is here. 10-7 Eagles by three on the Platte Valley Bank Chadron State Sports Network.
Come on over to Happy Hour. Nah, not that kind of happy hour. It's Big Bat's Happy Hour every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. And it's a great time to save big on gas. During happy hour, Big Bat's takes 5 cents a gallon off the lowest cash price in Chadron. And you can save an additional 10 cents a gallon when you buy a $10 premium car wash. Roll in, fill up, and save. It's happy hour. Tuesdays, 4 to 6 at Big Bat's. Must pay inside the store by cash or check to receive gas discount.
Courtside with complete coverage. 94 feet on game night and every game all season long. Eagle basketball is on WQ Country.
A little more than 15 minutes to go on the timer here in the first half. And a good ball game already brewing here in front of us tonight. Eagles are 2-5 shooting, and Fort Lewis has equaled that as well. Ball be inbounded by the Skyhawks. Junior Garbry, a 6-foot freshman from Australia, in after the timeout. Kopp gets it in front of Andrew, who wanted the steal. Rebounded. Kanan Gray inside on the miss. Got in front of Brendan Boatwright, one of their bigs they like to bring off the bench. It's 6-9 out of Carlsbad, New Mexico. It's Gray, Andrew, Jackson, Coleman, and Flores for Chadron. All the action happening outside the three-point half circle. Now it goes in. Gray cuts. Jackson hits him with a great pass, and Kanan lays it in left-handed. It's a 12-7 five-point Chadron State lead. Eagles with the advantage here, keeping that crowd out of it and quiet thus far. It's a big factor tonight, and often for Fort Lewis, if the Eagles can keep the crowd out of this thing, makes this a much easier place to get a win. There's a hook shot miss. Rebound, Coleman. Now over to Rodriguez Flores here on the near side. Feels like he can take Whitman. Spins on it. Fadeaway jumper. Off the iron. And rebounded by Boatwright. 12-7. Pass off. Comes back to the wing now for Garbrandt. Stands there with the ball at the waist. Pass north. Sent left. Cutting down over the middle. Coleman stays with him. So instead, Cott takes the three. And it's rebounded by Chadron State. Jackson long baseball pass ahead. Walker Andrew beats the defense down the floor. Walker Andrew. Timeout Fort Lewis. What a pass. Chadron State Eagles have doubled up the Hawks. 14-7. 14 minutes to play first half. We'll be right back.
Need an extra boost this holiday season? Chadron Federal Credit Union is running a Christmas loan special now until January. Receive a loan up to $1,000. Have peace of mind with payments starting in January and receive a 2% discount on qualified rates. Visit ChadronFCU.org for a full list of details and to fill out your loan application. All loans are subject to credit approval. Chadron Federal Credit Union, where members mean more than money.
Colby Jackson already with four assists now on that beautiful Baseball throw ahead for Walker Andrew. 14-7 CSC, and Andre Cepeda and Brady Delamont into the lineup for the first time now as CSC gives some guys a rest. And now Coleman jumps the pass, almost had a steal. Boy, that flurry at the end of the Adams game last night where they got three defensive stops in a row on that inbound. It just seems like it has really fired this team up coming into this game tonight. The defense has been solid. And the ball inbounded to Garbrandt. Fort Lewis hasn't scored in a while. It's been over 4 minutes now that the Skyhawks haven't scored. Whitman loses it going up. Knocked away by CSC. Evidently off the Eagles' last. It looked like Whitman may have hit his thigh on the way out, but it will be basketball possession for Florida State. Or for Florida State, Fort Lewis. Don't know where that quite came from. Thrown up to half court. Collision by Coleman and Whitman. Boy, they came together to the chest, and the ball went into the backcourt. Skyhawks able to get to it. Now they work in, and Ferris begging for another foul. Jefferson had his arm straight up in the air. I think Riley's used to getting those fouls all season thus far, and he has gone twice inside, disappointed without getting a whistle. 14-9, Eagles plus 5 on the West Coast scoreboard, and now an offensive foul. That's going to be Jacob Jefferson. Second time he's been called on a screen. And now Kevin DeMarco's coming in. Jefferson's going to have to come out. DeMarco is getting one heck of a pep talk right now from Coach Reed, getting him fired up. Kevin DeMarco played 13 minutes, his best game as an Eagle, 6'9", true freshman. And DeMarco has an assignment that is very difficult, guarding Ferris. We'll see how he holds his water down there on the low block against Ferris. Ball's on the wing with Whitman. A three-pointer bad, arcing three by Garrick. Man, he was fading away, but a rebound by Seng, the CSU Pueblo transfer, and he spins his way to the free throw line with a foul. Corey Seng, a junior from Highlands Ranch last year with Pueblo, started 21 games and scored 7 against the Eagles when we played Pueblo. Now he'll have 2 free throws. First one is going to miss. And Corey is a 50% foul shooter. Looks like we have another change with Rodriguez. Flores coming back for Shadron State. And Garbrandt will also come back in for the Skyhawks. 5-point game at the 13:05 mark of our First National Bank of Shadron opening 10 minutes here tonight. Next free throw, missed them both, and DeMarco will reach up and get the rebound. Boy, how nice is it to have DeMarco emerging as a bench guy at 6'9", that height inside, and Kevin is a new good option for the Eagles. Down goes the defender with Garbrandt. Could have maybe had a flop call on that. No call by either of any of the officials. Either way, missed jumper for Andrew, and Hawks come away with a rebound in the all-yellow left-to-right first half. Already under 12 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Here's a quick spot-up three, in and out. No good from Garbrandt, who's been shooting them really well. 50% with 16 nakes, but that one popped out. Skip pass, Delamont. Left now for Andrew. DeMarco screen. Walker stops, passes. Delamont hits Cepeda with the ball on the far sideline. Watch him dribble with this thing. Fort Lewis doesn't know what he's got just yet. Now it's down to Delamont underneath. Swirls out, passes. Cepeda's got it. Tunnels in underneath. Hooks it out up top. Delamont, catch. Fire. Down it goes. Oh, Cepeda with a gorgeous look from underneath the rim to a wide-open Brady Delamont, who was scoreless last night. And that one right through. We're under a dozen to go here in the opening half. 17-9. Eagles lead. Out far wing with Hokanson. Snap pass to Ferris. They double him up, and DeMarco forces a miss, and Ferris complaining once again. Eagles on a fast break. Delamont stops, can't get the shot. It slows down. DeMarco now inside. Kevin hooks it up and around Ferris, and he scores. And Ferris, his body language is terrible right now, shaking his head, upset that DeMarco just put one in on him. 11:25 to play, and it's 19-9, Shadron by 10. Eagles coming out, throwing haymakers early, and now Ferris will finally spin into a double team and get the foul call he has been seeking for so badly. We'll take a break. 11:19 to go. Eagles, a wonderful start tonight by 10 here in Fort Lewis at Durango.
Whether it's a knee or shoulder surgery, rotator cuff repair, ACL reconstruction, or non-surgical orthopedic care, Dr. Wasser at Shadron Orthopedics has you covered. Dr. Wasser is fellowship trained in sports medicine and has been bringing quality, compassionate orthopedic care to the area for over a year now. From diagnosis to recovery, all care is done locally. Combined with Chatham Community Hospital's rehabilitative team, you'll be back enjoying the activities you love before you know it. For an appointment, call 432-5586.
Coleman, Rodriguez, Flores, DeMarco, Delamont, Andrew on the floor for Chadron State, 19-9. You know Fort Lewis, as good as they are, they'll have runs in them. And this is going to be a full 40-minute ball game. But so far, the Eagles have won the first 9 minutes or so. And it's been a great start. And it's very difficult to do at Fort Lewis with Ferris getting the free throw, and that is his fifth point of the night. Just some gyms, when you fall behind early, psychologically put you so far behind and you can't get the win. So the Eagles, wonderful to see him come out with a 10-point lead, cut down to 8 now, 19-11. And we've got right about 11 minutes to go in the opening half. Colby Jackson is set to come in just a moment. Hawks go man-to-man. Rodriguez Flores fakes the three. He's on the near side, right in front of that Skyhawk bench, debating what he's going to do. Takes the three, shoots it over the double team, and was unable to score. Actually, was almost down. Pretty good look. Running the floor. Hokanson hits his big flowing through, and LaRose blows the layup. Rebound Chadron. Three on four. Cepeda slows up, waits for help. Andrew hit a three to start the game, defers, and going to give it to Cepeda instead. Look at him swing the dribble now over to Andrew. Wants another one, and Walker. This one's just shy. Rebound to Whitman. Eagles still have that 8-point lead at 10:38 to go. Hokanson decides to go right. Hand to Whitman. Into the key. Now for Cott. A lot of cutting, passing. Hokanson in trouble. Cepeda knocks it away from him, but it's picked up near half court by LaRose. Out to the left. Good defensive possession here. They've got it down to just 10 seconds to shoot. Hokanson, some indecision. Now gives it to Ferris. He'll throw it up. It's knocked out by DeMarco. And Ferris complaining once again. Taken away by the Eagles. Delamont, about 35 feet. He is close to raising that three, but decides not to. Probably a good decision. Got to get in a little bit closer. He was short on his threes last night. Perfect on one already here today, but the ones he took yesterday were from way out. How about Cepeda? Takes a three-pointer, and Andre, they gave him space, and Andre Cepeda just launched it. 22-11, and the freshman with a big three. On the far side, they look to answer, and can't. Rebound Walker. Fort Lewis shooting just 21%. Cepeda near wing. He's feeling it. Heat check three. Back rim no. Rebound Delamont. He'll go in. Hit Walker on the wing. Now it's to Rodflow. Down it goes. A three for Bryan. Eagles 25. Hawks 11. Fort Lewis doesn't know what hit him. And the Eagles with 5 3-pointers already. What were we talking about? A minimum of 10 and shooting 45%. They're at 5 with 46% thus far. Turnaround jumper, Ferris misses, but it's cleaned up by LaRose. And finally, Fort Lewis scores. They bust through what has been a 22-4 run now for Chadron State. 22-4. What a run here to start the ball game. Eagles still up by a dozen. Ball's on the outside wing. We're under 9 minutes to go in the second 10 minutes now, brought to you by Westerner Motel. Andrew, long pass, angled it out. Delamont launches, and a three is going to bank off. LaRose cleans up the rebound. That one just fading a little bit to the right for Delamont. Came out and made one. Now things slow down. Ferris, who can shoot the three. Oh, goodness, that one was way off. 25-13, but he can't stroke the three. Normally, doesn't miss him that bad. But maybe a little bit frustrated, trying to push a little bit. Delamont, Cepeda, swing it to the right wing. Hokanson keeping an arm on Cepeda. Now they punch it out, and a foul. Ferris in front, Hokanson on the side, and it's going to be a Hokanson foul. 25-13. Caden's son, Keenan Gray, coming in, but we may have a media timeout here first. Nope, evidently not. They're going to... Eagles were bringing guys over. It looked like to take the timeout, but we've already got our under 12 in, apparently, so now 8-16. We'll have one in about 16 seconds. Sunned in, and Mikey Sparks is in, too, for CSC. Sun straight away. Got LaRose against him. That's two talls defending each other. Out 20 feet from the basket. In the corner, Sparks. Out to Jackson. Eagles with 10 to shoot. Colby backpedals with the dribble. Goes between the legs once, twice. Works it to the left. Gets around one of the big men. Kick to the corner. Open look. Three-point shot. Bangs the rim. Missed by Sund. With two on the shot clock, he had to release that one. He's got a pretty good form. Just hasn't made one yet. Caden, 0-for-9. Step back to Whitman. Not going to fall. Eagles are finding a ice-cold Fort Lewis team. Got to keep hitting shots. Keep that pressure on here. While the Hawks are struggling to shoot from the floor, just 22%. Jackson has it on the left wing. Eagles, meanwhile, 45% in the game. Into Keenan Gray. Spin move right side. Hangs up. And they let that one go, too. It's been consistent on both sides. Contact on both sides. Fort Lewis with a three. Hokanson missed it badly. Sun gets the rebound. Goodness, this Skyhawk team that shoots normally 50% second best in the conference has been dreadful. 4-20 to open up the ballgame. Eagles couldn't have asked for a better start. And now a foul. It's on Hokanson, and he's got multiple fouls now. Media timeout, 25-13, Chadron State by 12 in the first half. This is the Platte Valley Bank CSC Sports Network.
Wow, this is exciting. Really exciting. If you're listening to this, know that with a Culligan water system, you could be giving your family cleaner, softer, tastier water that means better, more delicious water flowing through your home into your pets' water bowls, your food, and your people. Culligan drinking water systems purify water of impurities and can remove nitrates, arsenic, manganese, plus many more. Call Culligan Water or stop by to see how they can help you.
Join us for Eagle Basketball Live on your mobile device, PanhandlePost.com.
Eagles have led for 9.5 minutes in this game. Brian Rodriguez Flores, 8 points, the leading scorer. But Chadron State getting threes from four different shooters now. And after our under-8 media timeout, 7:07 to go, Eagles 25, Skyhawks 13 on the West Coast scoreboard. Delightful start. Jackson trying to force that one to Jacob inside underneath. He saw the defender's backs turned, but he threw it into an area where there were four arms, and it was a sneaky good idea. It would have been amazing if it had worked, but kind of a high-risk, high-reward type of play, and the turnover gives him a chance inside. Jefferson, the block shot on Boatwright, and that was clean. 25-13, nice defense by Jefferson. He's got two fouls, so remember, you got to be careful if you're Jacob with those two here in the first half. He's going to come out, not going to screen, gets the ball instead. Fake, slides it left, another extra pass. Sparks his first try tonight. Cash from the corner. Michael Sparks, a three-pointer. 28-13, 6:15 to go as Sparks lights it up in the corner. Ball handed off to Whitman. Oh, he almost threw it to me here at the broadcast table. Caught, reached out with his long arm, able to get to it. Now he grinds his way in towards the basket. Sparks will strip it away at the waist. It goes off of Mikey and out of bounds. You know, Michael not having the senior season, I'm sure he wanted to have his three-point shooting down at just 24%, but he is still, at any given time, one of the guys the Eagles want taking a three-point shot. He is so good from outside that three-point arc, and got a feeling as this season moves along, he is going to be heating up once again from downtown. Maybe it happens here tonight for a huge upset win. Out of control drive and a bailout foul here as Garbrandt just went screaming down the lane, running into people, and he crashed over and will go to the line today. It'll be Colby Jackson's foul. First on Colby, and Garbrandt, a 71% free throw shooter.
Junior Garbrandt
going to the line. Tonight, Garbrandt has not shot a free throw. Knee dip, and that one rattles in and out. And you just don't see this with Fort Lewis. You do not see shooting this poor. 19% from the field, 1 of 8 from 3. Ferris coming back in for the Hawks. Maybe we caught him on just the right night. Gray in, Jefferson coming out. 28-13 Eagles. This crowd is stunned, and Fort Lewis has been dominating teams this year. And Chadron State, just 2-10. I don't think Fort Lewis would have overlooked us, though. Knowing Coach Petrick down there, he and Coach Reed know each other very well, and they know that we always bring it. So just a matter of the Eagles getting the job done. FLC so far not. 28-14 is the second free throw. They went 1-2. Sparks off to Delamont. His three is just short. And it goes over the rim. Boy, that one. Coach Reed right in front of me had the three fingers out. He thought it was as good like I did. Here's Whitman on the far side. Sparks going to bring the hands up as Whitman begins to make a decision. Goes to Garbrandt, drives right into Jackson, and Colby was there in time. Colby Jackson gets the charge call against Garbrandt. Just like Jayshon did so much last year, Colby taking over that role of being the main defender to get in front of those drives, taking charges. And it's 28-14 after that foul. It is the first on Garbrandt. Shadron stayed up 14 with the ball. Into the corner for Sparks again. In and out for Mikey. Boy, that one almost down. Rodriguez Flores gets the loose ball and is hanging floater as he got fouled in the air. Almost a chance for an and one, but Brian just kind of sneaking around in the weeds there after that rebounded shot. Looked like he was going to come away with an and one opportunity, but he got the old rebound nevertheless and a chance to hit free throws where he is good. 75% this year for Brian at the free throw line. And Brian will cash the first one through. That is the first foul shot for the Eagles in the ballgame at 5:06 to go here in the first half. 29-14 Shadron as Rodriguez Flores prepares for number two. It is launched forward and right in. Eagles 30, Skyhawks 14. There is no room for complacency or comfortability if you're the Eagles on defense in this game tonight. Skyhawks are very good. Can't give them any thought to come back in the game or momentum or this crowd's going to come alive. Moving around inside, Boatwright able to muscle around Sund and score 30-16. Crowd starting to stir a little bit back to my left after that bucket. They're trying to implore this FLC team to play better. Rodriguez Flores, good little spin to get some separation. Sund in the corner, not wanting the three. Now going to get another chance. Fake again. Long skip. Another pass. Sparks out to Colby. Fake on Garbrandt. Drives on him. What a fake one way. Leaves it off. And Keenan Gray with a two-hand dunk as Colby Jackson with an amazing pass. An amazing fake. And that broken ankle on a defender down there. That was just beautiful from Colby. 32-16. Seajax with the assist of the season, maybe there. And the Eagles are smiling. This is what we like to see. They're having fun, coming together, playing well. 4:17 to go. Boatwright dumps it down. Ferris and Sund had it stripped away, but they'll get the foul on Caden as they have immediately swarmed Ferris. They wanted to have guys all around him all night, of course. Make sure that he can't do damage one on one. And boy, they came to him very quickly. Ferris awaiting his free throw. Going to have changes here to the lineup. We can tell you Western Hospitality, if you think it's a thing of the past, you need to go stay at the Westerner Motel and they'll set you right. This family-owned and operated motel's got great rooms and accommodations, plus old-fashioned Western Hospitality. On your next trip, stay at Shadron's Westerner Motel. Big-time Shadron State fans and proud of their Western Hospitality. 32-16 at the 4:14 spot on our clock. Foul shot by Ferris. Missed it, so he won't get another one. Sund gets the rebound. Ferris tonight, 6 points, only 2 of 7 shooting. He's got just 2 rebounds. And if there was a stat for frustration, that would probably be the most full on his line as Gray in the key, able to get it out to the wing after nearly turning it over. Now Flores gets in the air, and there was so much reaching and grabbing in that swarm of bodies. I don't know who this one's on, but it is against the Skyhawks. Rodriguez Flores. We'll have to wait. We got a timeout under 4. 3:57 media break. We're coming back. Eagles in the lead, 32-16.
You want to retire someday, but banking on the market to fund your retirement can be risky. Farm Bureau agent Rhonda Passaggio in Alliance can help you lock in solid gains and never lose money. Make sure the market doesn't break your bank. Call Farm Bureau agent Rhonda Passaggio today. Surrender of the contract may be subject to surrender charges. Withdrawals before age 59 and a half may result in a 10% IRS penalty tax. Additionally, there is a charge for the Simple 6 Income Rider once it is activated. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services. LLC affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Back to the court for more CSC Hoops. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Eagle fans, you're listening to CSC Hoops on WQ Country, KQSK, Shadron, KAAQ Alliance, and your mobile device, PanhandlePost.com. This is where the RMAC gets really fun. January, February, yeah, it's a grind. Yeah, everybody gets tired. But it is a lot of fun, especially when you have a performance like we're seeing right now. Shadron State 32-16 leading at Fort Lewis. And Rodriguez Flores looking to extend that lead. Online, but no good. Batted out rebound, and he gets to it. Gets to the loose ball. Andrew in there. And Rodriguez Flores normally left that wide open. He does not miss, but the Eagles do get a recharge. And a foul on Garbrandt. We'll stop the possession of the clock and allow a change. DeRose comes back in. Ball inbounded here from the sideline. Colby Jackson looking around. Inside for Gray. Out to Walker. Slide it right for Sparks. Doesn't take the three. Jackson gets it back. Nine to shoot. Colby. Hook pass in. Keenan one-on-one with Ferris. Out to the corner. Sparks goes in. Medium jumper. Mikey with two. No. Gray going for the rebound. Off Fort Lewis. Out of bounds. Another hustle possession for Shadron State. Keenan Gray doing the work that time. 32-16 and a reset on the shot clock to 20 seconds for the Eagles. Walker Andrew out on the three-point line. They're going to use more clock. Boy, especially in the second half, that's going to be so important. Just keep this lead. And the clock comes in to be a big factor. Sparks, scoop shot, drive, yes. 34-16. Michael gets to the basket and uses the backboard as a helper. And Sparks providing some big stuff off the bench tonight. LaRose out left, now on the sideline. Jackson slaps it off of him. Oh, that was close to going off of Hokanson. Colby Jackson kept quick with those hands and wrists. And almost got the turnover. Gray's going to head out, and DeMarco comes back. Michael jumping up and down to defend that sideline inbound. Hokanson off to LaRose on the left. A dribble and now handoff. Get it to their new guard. Hokanson out of Snow College. Corner three. That's in. Big shot for Fort Lewis. They needed that. Aquell caught. 34-19. Eagle lead still 15 points. Jackson off to Rodriguez Flores. That got the crowd buzzed up a little bit. Jackson in for DeMarco. Kevin, a power dribble. Out for Mikey. He'll drive in. Now four Skyhawks surround him. They work the ball up top for Rodriguez Flores. Doesn't take the shot. DeMarco out to the wing a little further now. Seven to shoot, and he's fouled by Hokanson. That is three now on Hokanson. And their starting point guard's got three here in the first half. That is trouble for the Hawks. Sparks preparing at the free throw line where he's excellent. 81%, 13-16. Danny Garrick is back in for Fort Lewis as well. You can see some concern on the look of these Skyhawks out here. Raised eyebrows. Free throw good by Sparks. 2:12 left. Now people trying to match up and change positions. They're going to put Rodriguez Flores back down here in the front court on Garrick. Looked like half the guys thought it was just a one free throw trip to the line, but Mikey gets one more. 35-19 CSC. Mike gets both of them. Thank the rim on that one. 36-19. And caught with the casual dribble up the floor for Fort Lewis. Whitman, dribble handoff up top for Garrick. Can't take a three. Now he is going to let it go. Flores in his face, and he missed it. Sparks the rebound, surveying ahead. Now to Jackson. Goes into fast break mode, and he'll lay it through. Contact, but able to keep composed. 38-19, Shadron State people. It's a volcano of points early for the Eagles. 1:40 to go here in the first half. And Fort Lewis shocked. Deep three, missed it. Rebound went right to Ferris, though, on the foul line. Fort Lewis a second chance. Riley spins on DeMarco. Hook shot, no good. Looks like we got a foul on the hip there. Beyond DeMarco. Ferris heading back to the line. This is as good a half of basketball as the Eagles have played all season. And Riley Ferris, 84% at the line. Tonight, 2 of 3 is going to miss. Or excuse me, put it right through. Not going to miss. Right on in for Ferris. So we'll have one more. Down 38-20. And Ferris has that one bobble around. Almost missed, but went through. Andrew will inbound. It's 38-21, and there's not going to be pressure for the Skyhawks. Jackson across the timeline. Quickly over to Rodriguez Flores. Sparks in the corner, clapped, didn't get the pass. Rodriguez Flores now still dribbling here. Hooks it over to Sparks. He's open, and Mikey short. Rebound. Rodriguez Flores goes in and gets it with DeMarco. Now they're going to call a push on DeMarco. Boy, it looked like if he did anything, almost pushed his own guy. It was on the other end of the floor, but that is going to be second foul on DeMarco.
Riley Ferris
going to the free throw stripe. Fouls about even, 9 on CSC, 7 on Fort Lewis. Ferris a 1-1. 4-5 at the stripe tonight, and it's in. 38-22 CSC. Just a minute 8 left, but got to keep Fort Lewis from putting a mini run together here in momentum before the half. Short ends that one. Rebound tipped up once, twice, and grabbed by Shadron. DeMarco able to tip it into the hands of Colby. Eagles swiftly into the front court. Colby with a minute to go. Shadron State plus 16. Who saw this coming tonight? Eagles. Jackson goes between people and then gets blocked. Out of bounds. Well, yeah, we knew the Eagles were going to be competing, of course, but if you had told me they would be leading by 16 with a minute to go in the first half, I would have told you I wouldn't have believed it. 16, no, I'd believe we'd be leading, but 16 is a lot of points. This has been a remarkable performance. Rodriguez Flores, fake, goes up, gets blocked. DeMarco gets the loose ball, can't score. Now still loose, Ferris gets there. Kind of an awkward taken by DeMarco. I think he was surprised he was so wide open. Now a three in the corner, missed, and a loose ball foul. Who's this on? Loose ball foul on the rebound, and I think it's on CSC's Walker Andrew. It is. 36 seconds to go. Shadron State kind of cooling off one of its last five shooting, and they have missed six of their last 7 3-point tries. And the free throw missed by LaRose. 55% this year for LaRose. That was his first try tonight. Coleman's going to check back in for Andrew, who leaves with the two fouls. And the next foul shot on the way here for LaRose. He is not going to get either one of them. Sparks gets the rebound. Big misses there. 34 seconds to go on a timeout for Shadron State. They're going to draw something up. Look to hit another dagger before the end of the half. Eagles lead by 16 on the Platte Valley Bank. CSC Sports Network.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa Dewey here. If you're still trying to find that perfect gift for someone on your list, swing by Home Haven Furniture and Appliance. Right now, we have gaming chairs on sale from $14.98 to $7.88. We have cooling pillows, oil-infused pillows, weighted blankets, infinity massage chairs, and more. Of course, if you're still looking for a new dining set, living room set, or maybe even some end tables or coffee tables for the holidays, we have those too. We'll even deliver on Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas from all of us at Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, West 6th Street in Shattuck, where your Christmas wishes begin.
He's going to take one, and it is in and out. Rebound and up. That will go off the backboard, and LaRose is coming out of his mind after he made that shot. So they give up the bucket, but still lead by 14 at the break. We'll go over the statistics and take a look at the scoreboard when we come back. Your Eagles plus 14 on Fort Lewis here at half.
Shop Moore Ford's Decorating Center, where the savings are piling up. Mohawk and Southwind carpets are on sale, including the Mohawk Color Max, made with new revolutionary color blending technology to enhance color clarity. Or save with Tarkett sheet vinyl in multiple styles with many color options to suit your home. Now is the time to shop small and shop local to get great deals while updating your home with the professionals at Moore Ford's Decorating Center, 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron.
Eagle basketball at the half is presented by Wahlstrom Ford, the value store. With a look at tonight's statistics, analysis, and RMAC scores, here's Dave Collins.
Well, in a battle of the birds, the Skyhawks and the Eagles, Shadron State soaring high above Fort Lewis here at halftime. Eagles 38, Fort Lewis 24 in RMAC men's basketball. Let's catch you up on the statistics in the first half. Brian Rodriguez Flores with 10 points on 3 of 8 shooting with a couple of triples, leads all scorers in the game. 7 tonight for Michael Sparks off the bench. He's got a 3-pointer in the game as well. Walker Andrew with 5, 4 for Gray, 3 apiece for Cepeda and Delamont on 3. Jefferson and Jackson with 2. DeMarco with 2. Eagles shot 39% in the opening half, 14 of 36. They go 6 of 18 from 3 at 33% and hit all 4 free throws. On the Fort Lewis end of things, Riley Ferris, their star, held to 9 points in the first half on 2 of 7 shooting. And 5 points for Danny Garrick, 4 for Brendan LaRose. Their leaders, Whitman, held to 3. Skyhawks shoot a very tough 25%, 7 of 28 in the opening half, and it was not good outside. 2 of 13, that's just 15%. And the free throw line also not very good, 8 of 15, 53%. So Shadron State has caught this good team on the worst night for them possible thus far, catching them when they are unable to score in the first half. Hopefully it continues into that second half, that cold shooting. Looking at rebounding now, it's Shadron State with 26 boards to 21, so plus 5. Walker Andrew has 6 of the Eagle rebounds, several guys with 3 and with 2. Continue the rebounds, 21 there, 3 with Ferris and 3 with Whitman. The leader, though, 4 with Brendan LaRose. Assists tonight, Shadron State, a dozen assisted baskets in the first half. 5 for Colby Jackson and 3 for Walker Andrew. Eagles have 3 steals, Fort Lewis with 1. Fort Lewis just 4 assisted baskets. Eagles only 3 turnovers, Fort Lewis with 5. Eagles tonight with 19 points off the bench, the Skyhawks with just 7. Points in the paint, pretty close, CSC with 14, Fort Lewis with 10. That's a win, though, for CSC, even though it's still close to just a 4-point difference with how good the Skyhawks are down low with all their bigs, especially Ferris, the Player of the Year candidate, to be up by 4. Very solid here in the first half. We'll take another break, and we will return with a look around the RMAC men's basketball scoreboard and tell you how the Eagle women did tonight in game number 1 here on Double Q Country. Shadron State leads 38-24 at halftime in Durango.
We're the value store at Wallstrom Ford.
Christmas is a time for giving, and Wallstrom Ford is once again collecting toys for our Toys for Tots program to distribute to children in our community. Just bring a new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more with your receipt by December 18th, and you'll receive a certificate for a free oil change to be used by February 28th. Limit 2 per household, please. Help us make this season a little brighter for a little boy or girl in our community. Remember, you only have till December 18th. That's Wallstrom Ford, the value store, East Highway 20 in Chatham.
Launching from deep.
Michael Sparks, a deep, deep triple.
CSE shoots and scores on Double Q Country.
Looking now at the Security First Bank RMAC schedule and scoreboard of games tonight. The scoreboard brought to you by the official bank of Shadron State Athletics, Security First Bank, a relationship you can count on. Here's what's happening Saturday night in the RMAC. South Dakota Mines has a win today. They knock off Western Colorado 71-55 for South Dakota Mines, their third conference victory. Colorado Mesa at Black Hills State today, and the Yellow Jackets get the win. Mesa goes 0-2 on the weekend. Black Hills beats them 87-79. BH now 5-2 in conference. Colorado Christian at New Mexico Highlands today, and in the second half it is 73-52 New Mexico Highlands. The defending RMAC tournament champions with the lead. Metro is at Adams State and having a tough time of it. 45-37, Adams with the lead over Metro. That one in at halftime. And UCCS in Salt Lake City to play Westminster tonight. Close game at the half. Westminster leads 31-29 over UCCS. Colorado School of Mines is at Dixie State. No score yet from St. George on that one. And we sit at 38-24 here at halftime. Shadron State leading the Fort Lewis Skyhawks. Fans, keep this in mind. CSC, since 2011, is 0-10 in this series. And last season, what a thrilling game that was. Remember, in overtime at Shadron, probably the most gut-wrenching loss of the season. Alex Simadani, finally, as a senior, he had played here for a while, had one of the best games of his life. He got an offensive rebound. Remember, 4 seconds left. Dribbled it out to the corner and hit that turnaround three at the buzzer that sent the game to overtime. And that was after Fort Lewis had come back from down 6 with 45 seconds to go. And Fort Lewis, which had led by 14, the Eagles overcame them, and then they blew a lead. It was just a crazy, crazy game that Shadron lost in overtime. That has certainly probably been part of the reminder this year to some of the guys on the team that, hey, we got a chance to take one from them on their floor. And so we've got 20 minutes to find out if they can return it to the Skyhawks from last year. We'll be back with that second half of Hoops for you on the Platte Valley Bank Shadron State Sports Network right after this.
You've been enjoying the Wallstrom Ford Halftime Report. We'll return to the court for second half action next. This is Eagle Basketball on Double Q Country.
We're the value store at Wallstrom Ford.
Christmas is a time for giving, and Wallstrom Ford is once again collecting toys for our Toys for Tots program to distribute to children in our community. Just bring a new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more with your receipt by December 18th, and you'll receive a certificate for a free oil change to be used by February 28th. Limit two per household, please. Help us make this season a little brighter for a little boy or girl in our community. Remember, you only have till December 18th. That's Wallstrom Ford, the value store, East Highway 20 in Chatham.